sat in their room, and everything was very comfortable. The old big clock sitting up on the mantel, and our fireplace.
Now, on the front of that, did it have a porch?
Oh, yeah, it had the porch, no, it wasn't a porch. It had a shed, and the porch, and the ground, it just had just a shed all across the front.
All across the front. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And two big cherry trees sitting on each side of the porch.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm.
Was it an old house?
Yeah, it was old, all right. An old log house, too.
Oh.
But they kept it fixed up all right.
Oh. You don't have any idea how old it was when you were living.
Oh, my Lord God.
It was an old one even when you were a girl, though.
Mm-hmm. Old, it was an old house because it was in slavery time.
Oh,
and they just fixed it up, and, you know, boarded it up and fixed it around.
Now, like in your house, this like modern day house, now, what do you refer to this room? You call this room the...
I call it my... I'd call it my living room.
Uh-huh.
You know, just...
Sometimes people call it the front room?
Yeah, front room.
Uh-huh, that's what...
Yes, front room.
Yeah.
But I just call... Yeah, I call this my front room. Come on, let's set up in the front.
Yeah,
know?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard that
much. I have a bedroom back then. I have a bathroom here in this house. Mm-hmm. And I sleep in this room there in my kitchen back there.
Oh,
I don't have a dining room, but nobody but me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, did you ever see houses, like big houses back in those days that would have a room just for sitting in?
A parlor.
Yeah, did they have,
Yeah, sure. Has a big old fireplace, big old brass iron thing to put the log.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you call those things that you put the logs on?
Oh.
Andirons,
you know, one on here,
uh-huh.
And you put a log back there and then lay wood on top of there.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Well, now, like this log house, it was heated with this fireplace, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what would you call that thing on the side of the house that the smoke would go up?
Chimney.
Uh-huh. And then, right in front of the fireplace.
It's a hearth.
Yeah. See, you know all this stuff. I knew you
You come back.
No, that's what I was doing. And then, now, you were saying that you have a mantle on there. I think you said that.
Yeah, mantle. A mantle board across the fireplace, and a red big old cloth with a duck or paw on the printed on the glass door, and the paw, the old goose is standing up in the paw in the picture, you know. That's the mantle board, and it had that cloth there, and on each side, Grandmother had that old fashioned brass base.
Oh, she did. Oh, it sounds like it literally was pretty.
Yeah. And her old mistress, old Miss Judge Jones, gave them to her. And she gave her, my grandmother Meyer, gave her a bureau, they called it, with a marble top. And give her a old-fashioned walnut bed with posters like that. And give her what we used to call it a cover, but they give her a walnut cover, a cover, kind of like a cabinet, go in the kitchen.
Oh, I see.
And give her a cooking stove with a reservoir to it.
Oh.
Weighs 5 or 6 gallons of water. And give her a big round brass kettle.
Oh.
And just give her all that. We had all of that.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was really nice. Now, this fireplace, and now this was where you said they had the andirons in there.
Dog irons, we call them.
Oh, dog irons. Yeah, that's what I was wondering.